case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We are live from our home studios. Again.
Good morning.
Day
dark
three.
Out. Dark out. Feels really strange in my house right now.
Uh-huh. Gibbons is drawing the short straw. He's back at the studio pushing the buttons. Thank you for doing that, by the way, Gibbons.
Bro, there's nowhere else. Gibbons. There's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I mean that. I'm a radio nerd. I love this ish.
Well, there's living with your mom or being here pushing
Son
buttons.
Of a bitch. She lives
I forgot
with
he
me.
Actually he actually needs the break. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Keeping my sanity
great for
here,
him,
guys.
Man.
Laughing
great
but very
him.
Serious.
Uh-huh. Have you guys know Outpost Foods, right? Outpost Natural Foods. I didn't realize it's a Milwaukee, it's a Wisconsin chain. There's four of them. One in Mequon, one in Milwaukee on Capitol, Tosa, and Bayview.
That's a local chain?
Yeah.
I had no idea Outpost was local.
Either.
That's hysterical. Just because, no clue.
Nope. So they're making a warning to their customers that when you're shopping to practice safe social distancing, because a lot of these grocery stores are getting kind of packed. We've talked about this on the air before. You've seen it yourself, Allie, when you've gone out to make an essential grocery run and you're elbow to elbow with people, bumping them into them in the aisles. Ugh. And it's like, there's too many people in these grocery stores sometimes.
Yeah,
so they're asking,
don't get it.
So they're saying that if people don't step this up for the safety of yourselves and the safety of their employees, they're going to have to shut their doors to their four stores. Now, I think these are rules that you should do really in any grocery store situation. They're things like practicing social distancing, not bringing reusable bags, wiping down carts and sanitizing wipes with sanitizing wipes when you walk in.
Oh, they're saying just get rid of the bags because people have touched them?
That too. Well, reusable bags because you're bringing them in from your house. You've touched them.
Oh, reusable.
Reusable, yes.
Oh, right. Got it,
because I've got those canvas bags. I've got several of those in my car that I like to use because I hate using the plastic ones all the time.
Yeah.
Hashtag save the turtles.
Uh-huh. Well, can I ask you guys something as we're talking about ways to help, you know, is it weird that I, you know, when you take a shower, and I don't know about you guys, but I will not clean a towel after every shower, especially if it's only on my hair.
Right.
I wait like three showers before I actually wash it. But now every time I get in the shower, I wash my towels because I'm like, I don't know what I'm carrying, what's where, you know, and my kids' clothes, my pillowcases, like,
hey.
I don't know what I should and shouldn't be cleaning, but I'm just trying to do everything just in case the virus is sitting somewhere, you know?
Who knows? Better safe than sorry. But they're saying that Outpost is saying to practice all these things. They're asking to keep kids at home when you come shopping, to keep that to a minimum.
Oh, so dude. People are on. I feel so bad for some of these moms.
Me too.
Who don't, because I mean, I can only do it when my kids are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What would you do if they weren't?
I don't know. You'd have to have someone else go for you or go to frequent another place, delivery or pickup, one of those. Thankfully,
and if you're
there's
a single
a lot
mom with no help, you know, you're not going to afford delivery. You know what I mean? Like, what a mess.
So if you're going to Outpost or really any grocery store, practice those things. Be safe. Only go out for what you need.
Yep.
Don't over-purchase. Only buy what you need for a couple of days or for a week if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all get through this together, man. Come on. Come on. Be safe. Stay home.
Yes.
Be safe.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my gosh, these stories are so sad. I don't know if you guys have been seeing. We already you're not Top Chef people, right? You don't watch that show, right?
No, I know of Top Chef. I've never really watched it though.
Yeah,
I used to watch it religiously back in the day of my DVR, which I don't have anymore. But one of the winners of Top Chef Masters, and let me explain this to you. Top Chef Masters is not like a regular. It's like really famous chefs that are already famous. Okay.
Yeah.
And they come in and they compete. And so it's not like Joe from, you know, George Webb down the street who wants to be a famous chef. It's like very well-known chefs. So one of the guys, the guy who won Top Chef Masters, Floyd Cardoz, I hope I'm saying that right, 59 years old, he died from COVID-19 yesterday.
Oh my God.
And do you want to hear the worst part about this story?
It gets worse.
He's 59.
Oh God.
It gets worse. So he checks into the hospital a few days ago. Now he ran a kitchen with Indian food in New York City. Like I'm talking like one of the best in New York City. You know, the guy won all of Top Chef for crying out loud, right?
By the way, have you ever had really good Indian food, by the way?
Yes, and I love it. Yes. So he was the first chef born and raised in India that ended up leading a really influential, like, New York City kitchen, okay? So he checks into the hospital. He's really sick the other day. he goes on, you know, social media and posts, "Hey guys, I'm really sorry to panic you. I shouldn't have done that," because he had posted he was in the hospital and people panicked. He gets on, says, "I'm sorry. I shouldn't have set this panic in the world." The guy dies 2 days later.
Oh my Lord.
So it turns out he should have set the panic in the world, right? He should have been posting to panic. So he's in the hospital going, "No, no, no, I'll be okay," having trouble breathing, all these things with COVID-19. And has passed away. So all these celebrities that are, you know, are famous chefs, famous celebs who have been to his restaurant or he has cooked for, everyone from the Top Chef world, you know, obviously in shock that he's passed away. But this is a this is a perfect example. And then there was a crew member on Law & Order SVU, and they said Mariska Hargitay was, you know, mourning a crew member that had passed away. So it's starting to trickle. It's just scary. You know what I mean?
He was 59. I was trying to figure out more about him. 59.
Yeah, I said that, didn't I? I said that a couple times. Briggs doesn't listen when I talk.
No, I listen. I was trying to figure out if he had kids or anything. Yeah.
Very.
I was trying to figure out if he had kids or a family or anything.
Well, I think the whole thing is...
It is sad.
Yeah, so the winner of Top Chef Masters, Floyd Cardoz, has passed away from COVID-19. Unbelievable.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know, you can call it boredom. You could call it, I don't even know, honeydew stuff. Like, you also have the honeydew list. Sometimes the husbands get those or the wives get those. The crap you got to get done around the house that never gets done. Now, all of a sudden, it's getting done. It's getting done, all the stuff. All the things are getting done all the time. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Every honey-do list, finally. You don't have any excuses anymore to not get ish done at home because you're stuck at home now. You're stuck. Most of us are. Most of us. Quarantining at home.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find something to do. Like, there is a closet in our entryway. It's like one of those sliding closets that has the two doors. There's like two, sound like almost like a track on the bottom of the floor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have one of those in my bedroom.
Yeah. Well, the bottom of it has broken off, and it's been broken for years. Years. And I get so frustrated when I close the door and it slides around. I'm like, damn it, this piece of crap. I'm going to fix it one day. Now I'm buckling down, and I'm going to get it fixed this weekend. It's my project that I've always wanted to get it done. It's finally going to get done this quarantine weekend because I got nothing else to do.
So what are you going to do when that's over and you have 47 hours left? What are you going to do next, Riggs?
Damn it. I don't know, Allie.
Because I'm telling you, you better start lining up a list, because yesterday I went down to my closet in my basement, which my dad has been screaming every time he comes to visit. "Will you clean that basement out, Allison?" And I'm like, "Dad, mind your business. I don't need to clean out Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations right now. Who cares?"
You need them twice a year.
Well, the Christmas decorations are still out, guys. They're at the bottom of my basement stairs, and they have not been put away, okay? They're all boxed up. So I thought, you know, you better get in there. I started looking for stuff. I started finding random things I didn't need. I started throwing things out. So I cleaned out my, like, storage closet, which was needed to be done.
Yeah.
And I put the Christmas decorations away. Thank you.
Good for you. Yes. Good for you. The queen of putting things off and procrastination finally got it done. Good.
This is so me, and I don't know if this is ADHD or what, where I get everything together, I get it all boxed up, I take it down to the door, and then I don't actually put it in the door. You know what I mean? Like, I put everything by the closet, I don't physically take the time to organize it in the closet. And, like, then I just set it. This is where I get screwed every time.
You already do this with laundry, I'm sure, because how many times does laundry sit in the basket on your bed
before you fold it? Ironically, Riggs, I have never been so far ahead of laundry in my life.
See, isn't that nice?
It got to the point the other day where I put everything in the dryer and took it out, and I said, "Well, I'm out of stuff to clean. Now what? This has never happened."
See?
They're going to
be like me.
The rugs. I did shower curtains. I mean, it's like...
Nice.
The weirdest thing.
I've got
thing
boxes
ever.
I got to go through in my basement. Gibbons, is there crap you've finally gotten done at your place since the quarantine?
I have lived at my place for just over 2 months now, and I just 2 days ago finally put away basket after basket after basket of clothes. Like, three giant baskets of clothes that I just unpacked, put to, like, to the side, but never really put away.
Amazing. Did you organize your closet or anything?
Yes.
That's another thing, because, like, I'm going to go through, because I have a pretty good closet set up now, but there is so much crap on the bottom of my clothes closet. closet on top that could be organized.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. I bet other people have great ideas too, just to pass the time. The little projects you can get done in your house.
Go through your clothes and get rid of stuff you haven't worn.
Yeah, that too. 71037 or 414-799-1037. What's the little thing you got done because of the quarantine?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I don't know if this is shameful that I did this, you guys.
What'd you do?
I just took out my trash while wearing my bathrobe. I was that guy.
Riggs,
I did.
I don't think anybody saw you. You know why? Everybody's sleeping except for the people like us and the people driving to work right now.
I know. I was concerned,
Nobody's awake.
I felt like I hit a low when I did that. Wait. I should have put on a coat or something, but
Riggs,
I felt ridiculous. What?
I wore a bathrobe while walking my dogs yesterday, and J-Matt, who's on after us, caught me on video and put it on the Kiss FM. I think it's on the Snapchat story. Swear to God. Walking the dogs in my bathrobe.
Good. All right. I don't feel so
bad
anymore.
You look like a poor man's Hugh Hefner walking around like that, Gibbons and Riggs. Yeah. I'm just saying. Get it together.
I'm going to get a corncob pipe and take Samson for a walk around the neighborhood.
So wait, what did this guy do?
Allie,
I need to hear this.
People are stupid on the internet. Stupid. And when you're not taking something like a global pandemic seriously, you're going to get charged with something like a terrorist threat. Because here's what this guy in Missouri does, right? He goes into a Walmart and videotapes himself licking the deodorant.
What?
Licking it up and down the aisle, saying,
so pissed.
Who's afraid of the coronavirus, huh? Who's scared of the coronavirus?
Riggs, I'm sorry. Let me recap. What you're telling me is some idiot.
Cody. His name's Cody Pfister, by the way. He's a douche name.
Of course his name's Cody Pfister. It would be. He probably got made fun of his whole life. Let me tell you something. Cody went in and licked everything while filming it, laughing. Who wants to get... Like it's a joke. Licked everything in the store.
Oh, yeah. And the Missouri Department of the prosecutor's taking it seriously, saying that he knowingly caused a false belief or fear that a condition involving danger to life existed that didn't exist before.
If you want you want to get real crazy, the lawyer, the FBI alley in me, goes to a really dark place where I go, oh, yeah? You want to go lick things?
Excuse me.
You get a positive COVID-19 test and you infect anyone or kill anyone? How about attempted murder on your ass? How about that?
Uh-huh.
I'm not afraid to turn into FBI alley and spin this on some people that think they're funny, dude.
Involuntary manslaughter, maybe?
Seriously, because you could literally have licked something, if you have it, that an older anyone could pick up and end up in the hospital. You going to pay their bills?
Yeah.
Well, screw this guy.
There was a 24-year-old kid back in 2019 who licked some Bluebell ice cream and put it back in the freezer, videotaped it. That kid got jail time, but this kid is getting it differently because of all of the coronavirus, COVID-19 that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. So it's even worse for Cody douchebag.
But did you see the one dude, a YouTube star, who was like, I'm going to be funny and lick a toilet. So he licked a toilet like 2 weeks ago, and now he just was found positive. Just got found positive with the coronavirus. Karma.
Well, he should have been. He's tested positive for being an idiot, too.
One shout out. Shout out to who texted in. They're here. They're here with us working from home today. They're not just in their cars. We see you.
Yes. We see you. We love you.
You can text to 71037 if you want to go off with us, by the
way. Please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, this is crazy. I can't even imagine having a baby during something like this. You've been pregnant for months and then COVID-19 comes around and now it's just getting weird, man. But Carson Daly and his wife have welcomed their fourth child. What's so sad about this when I look at this is that it's so ironic that you're bringing in life and you're trying not to let anyone die, but they're both wearing masks. So Carson and his wife are holding their baby with a mask on. I mean, I get it. The baby can't get sick. They have no vaccinations. They have no immune system. Like, how scary for new parents right now? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like having an old person that you're worried about. So, or someone with an immune system that's not that strong. So just looking at these pictures breaks my heart of what people who are, thank God it's their fourth. And the reason I say that is because they've already been through everything the first time.
Right.
True. But if this is like your first baby and you're like, maybe you've even gone through IVF and hell to get it. And now you're in a hospital, like is my baby gonna, you know, be able to be okay with COVID? And
yes,
how I can't, this experience is how, I mean, granted, we all should just be grateful we're alive, really.
Yeah.
But talk about, it's like all the weddings that got canceled.
Funerals that can't happen now. Funerals.
Oh my gosh, my friend had an uncle die. Can't even have a funeral.
Two friends.
No funeral.
Both lost grandmothers yesterday. And they were both like, I can't fly home to be with my family or see my grandma right now because they can't fly. They can't travel.
Man.
It's a friend of mine. She lives in Los Angeles. Her grandparents live in Indianapolis. And she can't fly home to see them. And she like grew up her whole life with
them. Oh my God,
I'm
going to cry. I'm officially going crazy inside because I'm crying now from one comment. I mean, this is like, what's going to happen on day 17, you guys?
Oh, no. I don't know.
We'll be here to find out.
I'm crying because I'm losing it. That's all I'm saying.
You're crying because you're a person.
Exactly.
I'm crying because I've been inside for 2 days. Who are we?
Two days.
We need to get a grip. We need to get a grip.
You know what?
Get a grip, Allie.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Staying at home, we are broadcasting from our respective home studios. I'm in Franklin in my dungeon of a basement. Allie is in New Berlin, and Gibbons has drawn the short straw, and he is one of three people in our Hales Corner studios.
There's four today.
Thank you,
there's
Gibbons.
Four people in today.
Ooh. Four people. Good.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Very good. Allie, you were asking really quick before we got on the air. On Instagram, a lot of people are posting the stay home, the sticker, the stay home sticker.
Why can't I find that when I go on my Insta story to post that?
When you go to post your Insta story, there's a couple little icons up at the top. There's a little square thing that looks like a sticker. If you tap it, the first thing that pops up should be stay home. If it's not, send a text.
I get
to the
thanks for health heroes. Yeah, that's interesting.
Either one of those. Do you have rules for while you're quarantined at home, by the way?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like certain rules that you need to live by because it's a new normal, right? So we need some rules. We need something to keep us sane, I think.
Yeah.
But they should be things like you're only allowed to eat one sleeve of snacks per day max. One sleeve, I think. Like one. We should limit our snacking because we have so many damn snacks and you get bored and you start eating. So I think if you limit it to like a certain amount of snacks per day, there needs to be some sort of a rule. There has to be, right?
Okay. Well, right? I have one for you then. Then
what's
I'm going to say the rule that I'm making is if you took a shower today, you are allowed to day drink. If you did some type of self-grooming from home, if you're stuck at home, you may day drink as well.
As long as there's some sort of grooming going on, that's it?
Yeah,
I
just
feel like
one grooming
you made
thing
this,
a day.
I feel like you made this rule up for me.
You haven't given up at life.
What's that,
what
Gibbons?
Do you mean?
I feel like you made this rule for me because I have actually been grooming every day and shaving every day and keeping up with my hygiene, and now I have like an incentive. I can drink now. I know what I'm doing as soon as I get home. I'm excited. Gets me going.
I have a rule that's more for my wife, a quarantine rule, because now my wife works from home and I'm working from home. Close the damn door when you're talking on the phone. If you're on a phone call. If you're on a phone call, close the door.
Why? What's happening? Door. She's like...
She's a loud talker. She's like you. It's like living with another one of you. It's terrible.
Oh, whatever.
See? So loud.
Whatever. Now it's like me. You know what? I'm making new rules. Here's my new rule. If you work from home already... Uh-huh. And your husband decides he's working from home because the government's making him, and I get it. You get first priority, okay? Because you have been, he is coming into your office. When's the last time somebody came into our office at work like they live there and we just went, no biggie, come on in? No, we went, get your stuff over there. This is my space, okay? I have a system and you're in it now, so get out.
See, when you're right, you're right.
I'm just saying. That's the rule. The one who works from home first calls all the shots, okay?
That's fair. That's totally fair. I'm in her office. I'm leasing space from her right now.
Pretty much for free, okay? So
it's text is 714-799-1037. What are your rules now for your quarantined life? It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Can we talk about this friend of ours? It's a friend of the show that we have. He works for a landscape company, right? Which obviously not very busy this time of year, or starting to ramp up if it wasn't all quarantined up.
Yeah.
People will be talking about lawn estimates and things like that. So obviously they've scaled back operations at a landscaping company during this time because not many people are care about
and many
their
companies.
Lawn.
Yeah.
So he's the only one that works in the office of this place. He's the only one that's there every day for 5 hours a day. That's all that the office is open now, to take appointments, to talk to customers, to schedule things for the summer if they can. And he is furious, you guys, furious.
Why?
That he is the only one that has to be in the office and that everyone else in the office is allowed to be at home and work from home. Because...
So wait. He's still got a job today.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's mad he has to go in by himself and do whatever he wants all day.
Yes.
Because no one's there.
And then go home.
He said he gets like 4 phone calls a day of people asking, canceling like all their snow contracts and then booking landscaping contracts for the summer.
He's an entitled punk who's going, I'm so mad I have to go to work. Well, all these people are figuring out when they're going to get their next paycheck if they have a job. This guy has the most cush job on the planet and he's throwing a fit. Am I getting this straight?
It sounds pretty cush to me, sitting in an office answering phone calls for
5 hours. Taking 4 calls in 5 hours? I'm sorry for yelling, but what the hell?
No.
What a punk. You got to text into 71037 or call because this is going to piss me off. We're at the point now, I'm just grateful I have a job today.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay?
Me too.
And anyone who has a different perspective because they're mad that they think this is a vacation to go sit at home, it's not.
And think about it. Like, under your normal circumstances, dude, you're going to be working an 8-hour day where you're bogged down by calls all day long because this, like you were just saying, Riggs, this is when your business would ramp up. So take the break. Appreciate that you still have a job and stop being an idiot.
I have a theory.
Oh?
I have a theory about our friend of the show. I'll tell you about it next, but I want to know your opinion as well. 71037, you can text or call 799-1037. Because I just thought about this, why this guy might want to quit. Another reason. I'll tell you about it next. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
So we have a friend of the show that works for a landscaping company, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an essential business, so they've kind of shut down their operations, but they have one guy, our friend, in the office. He works there for 5 hours a day during the week. They're still paying him to come in his full-time salary, but he is resentful of the fact that he's the only one that has to be there, and he's thinking about quitting. So,
come on.
We want to know what you think. You can text us 71037 or call 414-799-1037. See, you guys, I think he's already unhappy with his job, the way things were going, and this is already happening before this whole COVID-19 thing. So
Gibbons,
I think he was already pissed off at his coworkers because he's obviously resenting him for some reason.
Yes,
so this
but
is
Gibbons
just
is there.
Yeah.
So let's ask Gibbons. You're the only one going in alone.
Uh-huh.
You get to go in and you can leave as soon as it's done, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, how do you feel about this guy who's got to go in like you?
I feel like this guy should be thankful for what he has, but I kind of can see where he's coming from. Because, like, the job that we have here on the radio, this is a job that I've wanted since I was 5 years old. And the fact that I get to go in here in these crazy times and be the one that presses the buttons and make sure that we stay on the air, I personally love. And I feel like this guy, like, I don't think his dream was to be working at a landscaping company, so he's pissed off. I don't think he has a real right to be, but I can kind of see why he would be, because it's not his dream job, I'm sure.
But Gibbons, you know how much of America's doing a job they don't want to do? 90%, okay?
Yeah.
You're right.
Welcome to adulting.
True.
Okay, get some perspective. I hate people like this who are like, I have to go to work, everyone's at home. You're lucky you have a job, loser.
You know how we got a text to 71037. Hello, I'm a hairdresser. I have no work. Be grateful. STFU. 100% agree with that.
Hell yeah.
We got phone calls. People are calling in right now. Who are we talking to, Gibbons?
Let's talk to Vanessa.
Vanessa, I think.
Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think this guy has a right to be upset with his job for being the only one to have to go in? Should he quit?
No. Personally, I'm upset. I'm a healthcare worker. I work in a chiropractor's office. So I am exempt from social distancing.
You have no choice.
Meaning you still have to take care of customers or
Wait,
patients.
You guys are still, you're still open?
We are essential because we divert patients from going to the ER.
Because I knew a chiropractor that had to close. That's why I'm just interested in some of this. Sorry. Okay, side note. So anyway.
Does your office work directly with the hospital or another healthcare provider?
No, we are independent, but we are considered essential. And
right. So what would you tell this? So what do you think of this guy? Yeah, go ahead.
It makes me angry because he has the ability to be by himself and still get paid.
Yeah.
He still has a job.
Yeah.
He's as quarantined as it comes, bro. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're not even busy. It's like he...
You wish you could quarantine,
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate listening.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, and this guy doesn't. And it's funny, though, what she's saying. She's saying, I wish, you know, I could have a job and be alone in quarantine, and I can't. And I get what she's saying. She's saying this guy should be loving life, that he can at least still go and get a paycheck, do nothing all day, and be alone and not go around anyone.
He's still relatively safe.
Exactly.
God, these punks. Get some perspective.
Who else we got on the phone?
Let's talk to Jolene, who has my favorite name in the morning. I love that name.
Jolene.
You do?
I love the name Jolene.
Yeah. I love the name Jolene.
So does Dolly Parton. What's up?
Yeah, I think it's crazy that this guy, he's got a job and he's in the office by himself. I mean, he's helping the company out. He's got a job that he's getting paid for. And there's so many people out there that have to stay home and they're not making anything. And they still have bills and things to take care of. They've got their children to think about. And this guy has got it made. I'm lucky for myself that I have a job that I can keep working at right now.
Uh-huh.
But I have 100%. Family that don't.
I mean, I know. And, well, Jolene, you're 100% right. I think a lot of people agree with Jolene. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
He should just be grateful to have a damn job and to have a paycheck during these difficult times.
Shut
a lot
the
of people,
hell up.
Yeah. Do you know how many people would be lining up to have his job? Listen here, if you want to quit your job, I guarantee people that are listening right now would love to apply for it. Be grateful for what you got, bro. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Sorry, I was hearing a lot of echo as we're at our houses today.
Yeah. That's what happens when we're socially distancing.
Yes, yes, yes. And by the end of this, I told Riggs I will be doing my full Carol Baskin impression on the air by the end of this quarantine. Okay?
Oh, from the Tiger King? Yes. You got to finish that
this
weekend.
And I want you to do Joe Exotic, and we'll do that next week.
Hi, I'll be Joe Exotic. No problem, man.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm really creepy. Okay. So we talked yesterday about Ariana Grande donating randomly to fans on her Venmo account that she was interacting with on Twitter, which I found kind of stupid. Like, I thought, you know, donate to an organization where you know where it's going. Don't send it to Joe Smith in Idaho that may or may not really need it, because people are a bunch of scammers now on the internet. People are always looking for the way out, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, looking for the easy grab of money. Yeah.
Oh, come on. So I thought that was stupid. But then Taylor Swift also doing the same thing now, because this is, you know, everyone is going to, I mean, Ryan Reynolds, they're not the only ones donating to the coronavirus. Obviously, Kylie Jenner gave $1 million to relief efforts. And when you're wondering, where does that money go? It goes to healthcare workers getting more masks, more supplies, more all these different ways. My cousin has been pushing for people to donate blood, which sounds really crazy right now, but she's got cancer and there's a shortage. So she's like, it sounds not safe, but it's actually okay if you do it correctly, donating blood. There's a need for blood, right?
I thought about doing that this weekend, actually, because I haven't donated blood in a while. And
just have to
be
careful.
A positive is my blood type. Do you know your blood type?
Yes, but did you know you can make an appointment, Riggs? Did you know that?
I did not know that. Wisconsin Blood Center, I can do that?
Oh,
yes, and
perfect.
I only know this because I've gotten blood twice in my life, which is another story for another day.
I know. It saved your life.
When I was... You might have. It might have been your blood. It might have been. I don't know. But you can go in, and if you go to Versiti, which is the blood center here, Versiti, because it's actually important, Versiti, you can set up an appointment on their website to go donate blood. So you walk right in. You'll understand if it's safe.
That's great. They need that right now.
Yeah. They need that big time. So donate blood. But yeah, Taylor Swift sent $3,000 to multiple fans who are struggling because of COVID-19. And then people started posting screenshots of her. Oh my God, Taylor Swift, what the bleep, what the bleep, what the bleep. Like, people couldn't believe she was sending them money.
Freaking out, man.
You know, like, I'm watching this. Because nobody knew until these people who she was sending money to, much like Ariana, started talking. And so then people started screenshotting, like, what?
Can you imagine?
Taylor Swift sent $3,000 via PayPal.
Looking down at your phone, and you get an alert from your PayPal, and it says Taylor Swift has paid you $3,000. You're like, what? What?
Right?
Is this real? Is this happening right now?
This chick that, on Tumblr. She's just writing about how she needs money.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 879 is in the books.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get it on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did we learn anything on our show this morning as we socially distance ourselves, broadcasting from our homes and the office?
I learned that you could go to prison or jail, I should say, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
If you think it's funny to go lick things in a store and put it online and make fun of COVID-19, which is not funny at all.
No, not at all.
So some guy, he went and licked a bunch of stuff in a store, put it online, and now he's being charged.
Yeah,
thank
God. Yeah, he's
losing. Should be charged with attempted murder in case somebody dies. That's how I feel about it.
Well, he was charged with making a terrorist-like threat because he created the situation that didn't need to be created in the store. He was in a Walmart in Missouri, so
he put people's lives at risk for what?
For likes. For likes. He did it for the TikTok.
Social media, we lose it, man.
Oh, God.
Take this thing seriously, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I learned today.
I learned that there are certain rules that we all must abide by since we have this new quarantine life. Mm-hmm. Rules like Allie said that if you do any sort of personal hygiene, like shower, you are allowed to drink all day.
Well, day drink. However you want to feel that appropriate. It depends on if you have kids, you know. But if you don't have kids, you drink all day all you want, honey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you do have kids, drink slowly and at 5, just go crazy, okay?
Exactly. I also learned that I'm not allowed to make rules about my wife because she always works from home. So I have to abide by her rules because this is her office and I'm just leasing space.
That's right. You moved into her office. You don't make the rules at home.
No, I don't. I don't. She wears the pants. Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned about all of the things that we've been putting off for God knows how long that we are now getting done because we're stuck in quarantine and we ain't got crap else to do. Like, I've had clothes.
Yes.
I've had my clothes sitting in my bedroom for 2 months now since I moved. Mm-hmm. I finally picked them up, put them away, and I'm cleaning up my stuff. All the good things.
Allie finally put her Christmas stuff away, finally.
Finally. And you know what I love? Since we're stuck at home, well, with the exception of Gibbons, thank you, Gibbons, for being in there all week.
Yes, we love you, Gibbons.
Glad to be here.
When you're stuck at home working from home, like let's say you're on a conference call or you're waiting, you can fold laundry. I mean, you can get things done when you're working from home.
Absolutely.
That normally you would have had to wait till 5 p.m. to get done. Like, that's the glorious part. You can multitask like nobody's business, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go fix a drawer in like 15 minutes, and I got to fix a closet door, too. Why not?
I'm going to go finish Tiger King. I got to go.
Do it. And let's discuss that on Monday, please.
Yes.
Tiger King. Gibbons, you too. That's your assignment this weekend. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.